Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're looking for bad babysitters.
Bad babysitters.
You know, I'm just personally looking.
Oh, you want to hire a bad? Ooh, okay.
You know, my kids have been, we've had nothing but, well, no, that's not me.
Oh, you got a single, so what was her name?
Do you remember what happened to me?
Oh, that was.
We hired.
Oh, yeah.
A babysitter through a babysitter service. And she was actually great with the kids. So my story would not do well in bad babysitter.
Oh.
But like the next day, my wife was like, oh, she's really good. I'm just going to.
Oh, that's right. Finally did a background check.
Look, because this place claimed, we did background check. We have FBI agents working for our company. We are going to put a microscope in your butt.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, reassuring.
So, and my wife just was like, oh, well, I mean, they've done the background checks, but let me just go Twitter. And it was like, oh, like.
Debauchery.
It was like, blazing, putting my makeup on. Can't wait to hit the concert and get some drugs. And it was just like every single. And look, not prude people, but.
Just, you know, when it comes to children.
Make one of your posts like, saw a rainbow today. No, it's like, geez, man, certain hard drugs aren't hard enough. And you're like, what the what?
So the next day, needless to say,
we called the nanny service and the babysitting service. And we were like, hey, your background check? And they're like, no, of course we do. Check, I don't know. Twitter! No, we do the microscope in the butt thing. Oh, okay, well. Great. You should check Twitter.
Because that's even
it's
more.
It's a quicker route to find out this woman loves her hard drugs.
I would have hired her. She would have been.
So a Colorado woman is accused of taking a couple of children she was babysitting to a bank robbery.
Hey, but still, she didn't leave them in the car to be getaway driver. She brought them in, didn't she? She kept she was supervised.
She didn't bring them in, dude.
Oh, she left them to drive.
Nope. Dave, she did a robbery through the drive-thru.
Smart, so she didn't have to leave the kids. She, yes, that's a good.
She was a good. I don't even know why we're including this in the bad babysitter calls.
Yeah,
what? She's good. She never took her eyes off the kids. She went through some sort of bank and said she sent a note through the little.
Oh yeah,
the vacuum tube. It said there's a man in the car who wanted money and was threatened to hurt her and her children.
Oh, smart.
Not her children.
Yeah,
the children. She's
smart.
The teller at the Colorado East Bank and Trust in Severance. Is that their whole name? Gave her $500.
Oh.
However, then when they looked at the video, they're like, wow, there's no guy in the car.
It's just.
And then they, you know, investigated and found out they weren't her kids.
Wow. But she, you know what? She's a good babysitter, though.
She did watch the kids the whole time.
Yep.
Taught them a trade.
Got them suckers from the bank.
Probably.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the $500. You can put a little dum-dums in there next time, huh?
Exactly.
I'm going to drive back around. I'll be right back.
Not those crappy blue raspberry ones.
No, blue raspberry.
But you know what? My kids like the blue raspberry ones.
What?
My kids don't want the, they'll get the
pineapple.
No, they'll get the flavors I liked when I was a kid. You guys are both going to give me, no, you may not give me grief, Steve.
Root beer.
Root beer?
I can do root beer. Ugh.
Yeah, see, exactly. They hate root beer and butterscotch.
Oh, that's the good one.
Those are the two good ones. Mm-hmm. Root beer is a good one, dude.
Root beer is a bad one.
I can do both.
Who hurt you? Root beer is one of the best ones. You like the little root beer barrels, though, right?
No.
The little.
Those are good. I can do those.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Best candy from your childhood, I suppose. Next, a relentless babysitter fended off. It says fends off, but I think past tense is fended. Fended it off a man trying to kidnap the. That's actually a.
Wow.
That's a good babysitter. Why is this in here?
Are you required to do that? Is that part of the job description?
I'm going
to
say this. I'm sitting the baby. I'm babysitting. Like, I figured the biggest thing I was going to have to do is make mac and cheese and change a diaper.
Amen.
Once somebody's, like, breaking in and trying to do stuff.
That's when you just ditch out, right?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm not a baby protector. I'm a babysitter.
Sitter.
So this dude, like, went after, right?
Yep.
Somebody tried to wrestle the stroller away from the woman, even pushing her to the ground. She would not let go. She was relentless in her efforts to save the infant. Can you tell me why this is in there, bad babysitter?
Because I thought we could use it as an example of what we don't want.
Oh, all right.
So they grabbed the baby and ran, but she held onto the stroller.
Yes, no, because
you're not
the
taking
stroller,
the stroller.
It was the high
baby
dollar
Bjorn.
Kiko one.
Yeah, oh, well,
it was like the Kiko. The yeah, she was like, they can make more babies, but this crap. The stroller tipped over, knocking the Chloe out. The man ran away. Well, witnesses to the struggle followed him, saw him changing clothes behind a business. So he brought extra clothes. Wow. Good for him. They penned him. He's he's been citizens arrested. Finally, before we get... Little D, do you have one? I forget what you did.
Well, my brother and I used to terrorize babysitters.
Oh, that's right. You never had any, right, Steve?
I did, my sister and I, a couple times, and then that was
But were
it.
You close enough in age that you could watch each other?
A little bit. She when we got older. But I remember we had the babysitters. They were twins, and I think they got high a lot. Wasn't at our house.
They did?
Yeah.
Is that who got you started?
Probably when I was 8 months.
Oh, you were that little?
No, I was about 4, somewhere in there.
Do you think that's why you...
Because I remember looking back at pictures, because we had a birthday party, and Char and Sheila were the twins, the girls that babysat us, and you could just tell they were party girls.
You can tell in the picture?
Oh, that I remember when the first time I smelled marijuana when I was older, I went, oh, this is coming back to me now.
Oh,
this
Char
is back
Sheila.
When, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought they had this funky perfume on.
No, it turned out to be probably that. I didn't mean to interrupt you a little
bit. No. So what did you do?
We used to lock our babysitter out of the house, and then we'd go up to the upper windows, that's and right. we'd take like Taco Bell hot sauce or like ketchup packets and stuff like that and twist it up and peg her with them,
nicely
with them.
Done.
Like, yeah.
Now that you're a father, how do you feel about that behavior?
Yeah, that was not nice at all.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was.
How old were you? If you had that much knowledge,
probably
did
like
you
10.
Need? Did you really need a babysitter then?
Well, we were legally immature enough to throw ketchup at her. Of course,
right.
We like if she wouldn't have been there, imagine what we would have been doing.
Maybe you would have been responsible. Yeah, that's a great point. Finally, a babysitter was found naked and drunk as young child played nearby. I don't think we need any more of the story than that.
Huh.
Headlines probably plenty. Did the baby get out of the house? Was this the one that the baby got out of the house?
Uh-oh.
I can't remember.
A baby?
Well, it's not a baby. It was like young child.
Toddler.
Yeah. So toddlers.
To go off a running.
We got a couple of those stories where the toddler, like babysitter gets all meffed out of their brain and then they just start wandering the highway.
That's
the
right.
The toddler just gets out and it's like, look, a 2-year-old on the highway. They're like, let's track this down. And they eventually get back to like, oh, mom and dad thought good babysitter was out there doing their thing. So now we're going to open this up to both sides. Mm-hmm. We will voice disguise you if you were.
Extra point.
If you were the bad babysitter, like you did something terrible as a babysitter, we'll take that. Or if you've just had a bad babysitter, we'll take that as well. Kelly?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad babysitter.
Well, I worked for a very wealthy family, and the kids had their own media room, and dad decided to have some alone time in the media room and left his assistants with him. He was just watching videos, and he left them there to try and hide them from mom. And so I took them, and I kind of fanned them out on the bed, called CPS, and quit.
You called Child Protective Services on this guy?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
For leaving his porn out. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened? Did they get in trouble?
No, there was more to it, but it ended up being that it was nothing other than he was just trying to hide extracurriculars from his wife.
Ah, yeah. In the
you
media
really
room.
Are a bad babysitter.
CPS'd
just let
him,
a
man.
Guy watch a boring piece, man. Like, he's an idiot for leaving it in the common area. The kids didn't ever see it, did they?
No, not that I mean, I found it because I was cleaning, not that I know of.
You're a babysitter who cleans?
Look at you.
Hello. Yeah.
She'll also call the cops on you.
Yeah, I was going to say we could use you, but never mind. You don't want to walk into the wrong room in my house.
I was 14 at the time and had no idea what any of that crap was.
Makes sense now. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Hug.
Yeah. Rachel?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad babysitter.
So I had a babysitter when I was younger, and my mom completely trusted this girl. And so she came over to my house, and she invited her boyfriend, of course, got drunk, because that's what every 16-year-old wants to do. Started playing dress-up in my mom's closet, passed out in my mom's clothes.
Huh.
My mom came home and found her, made her spend the night because she was so drunk she couldn't drive home. I guess she was 16 at the time. And she ended up stealing my mom's shoes in the morning and taking them with her.
Holy
So you just watched yourself all night, or did you sit and watch the floor show of this drunk girl trying doing a fashion show?
I watched, and she did my makeup for me. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and yeah.
Wow, what happened to the boyfriend? What was he just hanging or still hanging out? Or
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. He was just hanging out in somebody's house getting drunk. I don't think he really cared what was going on.
How old were you again?
I was 6.
Yeah, that's
that's hitting a little too close
with a
to
smoky eye, no less, from the babysitter.
Right? She comes back and is like, who's this little girl here? It looks like Amy Winehouse. I go to rehab, Mom. Thank you, Rachel. That was Melissa. Or, I'm sorry, Candy.
Yay.
Melissa's next. Candy, bad babysitters. And you are disguised, by the way.
Okay. When I was 18, I was babysitting for a family that had 4 kids. And mom and dad would, they both worked late hours. And I put the kids to sleep one night. And dad came home earlier than mom. And he was, like, really hot. And we ended up getting a little dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, maybe you misunderstood the topic. We were talking bad babysitters. Like really good.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more than once. But yeah, it was a good time.
Did you guys get busted or whatever? How did it end?
Oh, no.
The kids became 28 and 29. They really didn't need your service.
We're still meter, honey. I feel like Candy needs those kids just need to come over. Call Candy one more time. Man. You never got caught.
No, we did it a couple of times, and then I ended up getting a full-time job, so I stopped babysitting
for
them.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What?
Do you know the funniest part of all this?
What's that?
I feel like this is the kind of thing that might actually get you to have kids.
Hey!
If in the end...
Hold on.
If I have kids, I have diapers, all that other crap, but eventually a hot babysitter is going to come
over,
That's
a good
right?
point.
Melissa...
Yai.
You are disguised as well. Bad babysitters.
So I was 14. I was always, you know, like the little good girl in school. And it was my first time babysitting for this family. And I was texting, you know, the bad boy in my grade. And I really wanted him to like me. So he told me that we should do shots, like over the phone while texting. And I had never drank them before, like ever, like touched a beer or anything. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up in a pool of my own vomit. Ugh. And then I was sitting on the toilet with the mom telling me, I'm so sorry, you got food poisoning. Like, and it was just so bad.
Good for you. You chose, you did vodka, didn't you?
I don't even know what I did.
Well done, Steve.
And to this day, my family won't go back to that restaurant because they still think I got such bad food poisoning.
This is odd. Turned out perfect.
Oh, my God. That's actually really cool.
That's who that is, yeah.
Good going. Thank you, Melissa.
Nice.
Alex.
Yay.
Bad babysitter.
So I was babysitting 2 kids, and the younger one had an accident. It was number 2. Ended up getting it all over the bottom half of his body. So I took him out back and hosed him off.
What's wrong with that?
You don't get to make that decision.
What?
You don't get to Pulp Fiction the kid out in the backyard. Give him a couple surf shirts. And
they
like,
shot Marvin in the face. What else supposed to do?
Oh my God.
So
hey, sometimes the show's not about you guys. It's about me and Steve reminiscing about Pulp Fiction. And they found out you did that? You like hosed him down?
Yeah, I mean, he told his parents, and I didn't know what to do with the completely soiled bottom half of his clothing, so I left it in a Walmart bag for them.
Oh, you buried it.
So then you're a babysitter with a limited number of skills. You were like, all I know how to do is keep him alive.
That's how I would have done that, too, though. You don't want to clean him up in the house.
I would have taken him to the local water park.
Nice, or and a car wash.
Car wash, not a bad
Back
plan.
Back up a pickup, just drive on.
All right, next time you're in a bind like that, Alex, you call us. We'll get you out of there. Thank you. Shot Marvin in the face! Tiffany?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad babysitters.
I was 15, babysitting my then 3-year-old niece, and my friend and I decided we wanted to go to a party with some older guys, and my niece fell asleep at the party, and we left. I got home to realize that I left her at the party.
Oh, no. She's at a keg stand, playing quarters.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to take us back to get her, but luckily we went back and got her.
So she was okay. She still crashed out there in the...
Yeah, she was sleeping. She had no clue. She is now 27, and I just told her about 3 years ago.
So you never got caught?
No, I never got caught.
Well done.
I told my dad that we were going bowling.
There you go.
And we went to a party.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Tiffany. There's great, nothing thanks. Good about that.
All's well that ends well.
Deanna.
Hi. So when I was 8 and my sister was 9, we had a babysitter who taught us how to smoke.
Okay. Life skills. Wait a minute. When did I become you?
So was it like menthol? What was
how'd she wean you onto it?
Right.
So she thought it was cool. So she just gave us marbles that she had, and she thought it was funny. And so she gave us cigarettes every time she came over. And then she would also leave us alone so she could go to her friend's house. 2 doors down to hang out with her, so we would be home alone and with cigarettes.
Do you remember if the package was red or more of a silverish color?
Mm-hmm.
It was more red.
Oh, yeah. My God, she gave you real cigarettes.
That's what I smoke now.
Oh, my God.
So when your parents get home, you're like French inhaling and doing smoke rings and doing...
Mom, I'm going to need some, like, I don't know, Cavassier or something. I need to take the stink off of this.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Deanna. That's not great.
Do you still smoke? Is it her?
Yeah, are you a smoker?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I think it's disgusting now that I'm older. So,
yay.
No.
Perfect answer. Judgy. Any retorts, Steve? Oh, no. Kristen.
Yay.
Bad babysitters.
So when I was about 6, we had a really overbearing babysitter, and she just scared the crap out of me. And she made us bologna sandwiches for lunch one day.
Yum.
And I was too afraid to tell her that I cannot stand bologna, so I buried it in the dirt in a planter box outside our apartment
house.
There
you go.
She found it, and she made me dig it up, wash it off, and eat it.
Get out!
Oh, wow.
I am scarred for life.
Oh, my God!
For the dirt or the bologna?
Oh, that's disgusting. Did you tell her? I just don't like bologna. God.
She was not the kind of person you could tell that to.
Yeah. What is this, Oscar Mayer beef bologna? You can't pass that.
You can. Turkey bologna is really good.
No, it's not even bologna.
That is bologna.
You can't have turkey
like
bologna.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's just still the crap that falls on the floor. It still tastes like that wangy thing.
Nope.
It does. I'm just going to point this out for the 9,000th time. You don't get to negate my arguments with nope.
What? That seems to work for me.
It does, but it doesn't for me. Jesse.
Yay.
Bad babysitters.
I was about 5. My sisters were 4. We had a live-in nanny that would drive us around to different places to drop off fire and brimstone religious pamphlets. And one of the stops we made was the strip club. So she would open the door, create a diversion, and try to get us little kids to sneak in behind her to drop off these religious pamphlets. And then one day the police, they called the police and got a car description and pulled us over and arrested her.
Oh, my God. What the
Did
heck?
You see anything when you ran into the strip club?
Yeah.
I barely remember running in and out and doing this, but I remember the time that they pulled us over. I was really scared, and I was crying, and I didn't know why the police were...
Did she hand the police one of the fire rooms?
Right.
He's like, hey, God, that's why I've been dropping off everywhere. Making sure you found the Lord there.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Sarah.
Yay.
You are disguised. Bad babysitters.
Okay, so I was nannying for a family down south that was in the midst of a divorce. And I ended up sleeping with the father's roommate.
The wife?
And then the father's roommate.
They're divorced.
That's usually what we call it. Is it. So it's just somebody else.
It was a roommate. He was there while I was nannying. You know, I was at work, supposed to be taking care of kids. And
how old were you?
Outside and had fun. I was 25 at the time.
How old was he?
He was pushing 50, actually, but he was really good looking.
Okay. Nice.
Steve's liking the math.
A couple weeks later, I ended up stealing their mom's V card as far as being a lesbian V card. And
holy smokes.
This is taking a lot of turns, and we have a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, what do you
right
charge
there
per hour?
Slacker ass Steve.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.